Accord's full title is Accord Catholic Marriage Care Service. We are an agency of the Irish Bishops' Conference, and as such we have a presence in every diocese in the country, which makes us all Ireland. We're one of the few organisations, therefore, that because of our diocesan structure, we exist in all 32 counties. The work of Accord, I suppose, is threefold. We have a schools programme. We have a marriage preparation course for couples choosing the sacrament of marriage. And then we have a counselling service for the couples who face difficulty in the relationships.
Now, you're celebrating a significant anniversary, not a wedding anniversary as such, but all the same, a significant anniversary this year.
Yes, we're celebrating what is a golden jubilee anniversary of Accord, 50 years. The first Accord Centre was opened in Belfast in 1962. It wasn't Accord then, it was called CMAC, which was Catholic Marriage Advisory Council. And it's strange to say in one way, but Accord as we now exist is a direct result of something that happened in the UK, that back post-World War II, Mr. Graham Greene, an army man, to be honest with you, recognised the difficulties that marriage was facing as a result of the war. His wife, by coincidence, was a social worker, and she was meeting the same kind of problems in her work. And together they decided that there was something needed for Catholics, and they founded CMAC. So it migrated, if you like, to Belfast in 1962, and we now are celebrating by going back to Belfast for our conference on the weekend of the 3rd and 4th of March.
Now, in the year 2012, maybe to focus in a bit on marriage preparation, is it still relevant? I mean, most couples would live, a lot of couples would live together nowadays. Why do we still need marriage preparation courses?
Well, you're right in relation to the living together. I think the figure at the moment for those that we meet, I think 60% of couples are living together. And it's a question couples ask, you know, so we're living together. I know him or I know her. What am I going to learn? But even with that, if you like, a negative outlook, and some people still have it, by the time they're finished the course, they've changed their mind. Because relevance and the relevance of marriage preparation course is as relevant now as it was 50 years ago, and more so in some ways, because I'll give you an example. We live in an age of communication in ways that we never would have dreamt of even 15, 20 years ago. And couples believe now that, oh sure, we're constantly in touch. And still we know from our counselling side of what Accord does, that this one of the single biggest issues presenting in the counselling room is as a result of a lack of communication. So in other words, while we have all of the methods and the means and the speed of communication, it's not what people are looking for. The face-to-face, open, honest communication of me listening to you, you listening to me being heard, whatever, is as important now as it ever was. And that is the kind of emphasis that we would put on a marriage course and even give couples a chance to try it out.
Now, I know all your marriage, you know, when relationships get into difficulties, you have a counselling service available to couples. And I know all of that is confidential and you don't release confidential information. But I know that you're aware of the themes and the issues that come up as a constant. So do you find that your knowledge of the counselling side of Accord helps to inform the work that you do with couples in maybe helping them to get over that question of, well, why do we need marriage counselling? Should we, or why do we need marriage preparation? We live together.
Yes, it's the answer to your question. By knowing what's happening in the counselling room, Accord are living in the real world. So couples come to us are bringing real life problems into a real life situation. And we know from the information we've gathered over the last number of years, particularly, the presenting issues are, and as I said, communication is definitely one of them. And one associated with it is, and it's a new entity, is the use of and misuse and abuse of email and Twitter and Facebook and whatever. All new phenomenon, but they are causing problems in relationships.
I'd prefer not to comment on the Twitter aspect of that, if you don't mind moving swiftly on. What's it like to work with couples preparing for marriage? It must be a real privilege.
That's the word. I've used it. I've said it out loud. I say it to couples myself. While Accord is 50 years old this year, I'm now 26 years in this organisation. So it's a scary thought that I've actually worked for half of the length of the organisation. And in that time, I would have, you know, delivered, facilitated well over 100 marriage courses. You know, so a lot of couples have gone through my hands, if you like. And I see it as a privilege to step into the journey that is that unique journey of couple preparing for marriage is indeed a privilege for me and for anybody in Accord doing this work.
Okay, we wish you congratulations on your Golden Jubilee and many more years of success. Remind us of the website addresses for anyone interested in the work of Accord or anybody who wants to book a marriage preparation course.
The Accord website is www.accord.ie and it's www.accordni.com for the north of Ireland. By going on that website, there is loads of information about who we are and whatever. But if a couple want to book their marriage course, they have the possibility now of booking online.